Okay. Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you. You want to take a donut? Okay. Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you to Yoni Merrilis for bringing the donuts, even though he's not able to make it today. This week's question, it's not a specific story that happened, but it's a general case that people have to deal with, comes up probably every single day when somebody makes an Amazon purchase. So there is a prohibition in the Torah called ona'a, which means overcharging. So the Gemara says that you're not allowed to overcharge somebody or undercharge somebody more than 1/6. So just as an example, if something costs $6, you're not allowed to charge somebody $7 for it or $5 for it, because that's either too much or too little. And the halacha is, if that happens, if you do sell it for that much, then you have to give it back. The sale is null and void and you have to return it. So nowadays, though, everything costs different prices, right? So if you go to a 7-Eleven, a bottle of milk costs, I don't know, $2.50, $3. If you go to a supermarket, it may cost a little bit less. If you go to a fancier supermarket, it might cost a little bit more. And the same thing is true all over the world, right? So the price of milk here is different than the price of milk somewhere else in the country or somewhere else in the world. So before the times of internet, of international shipping, so it was pretty easy. The price was whatever it cost in your little town. But nowadays, when you can buy anything from around the world, so how do you figure out what that price is? How do you figure out what is too much? So, any ideas? How do you figure out how much? Yeah.
I think it's like, either depends on where it's coming from, right?
What do you mean where it's coming from, like, where it's made?
Yeah, like where it's like originally set, like where you're buying it from.
Okay.
Like basically, yeah, like where it's made. But also, I feel like this was kind of, halakha was kind of made with the idea of people being in their own little, like, settlements, like in like their little town. Now it's like more international, so I feel like.
So you're saying two things. The first suggestion is, well, it's just wherever you're buying it from. So nowadays, the way the government just decided this a couple of years ago, that when it comes to buying things on the internet, you pay tax according to the state laws of where it's being delivered to. So if you live in New York and you buy something on Amazon, you pay New York taxes on it. If you live in New Jersey, you pay New Jersey taxes. So something similar to that. But then you're saying something else, which is maybe this halacha doesn't really apply anymore. It only applies when everybody charges the same thing, or when it's such a small environment that there's really only one price, and nowadays that's not so relevant in most cases.
The concept of a shahr, I mean, it has to be the concept of a market price.
Yeah, so
what is the price of a grain?
So maybe there is no, maybe there really is no market price anymore.
So I think paradoxically, the stuff these days, probably really since you've had such a thing as public markets, even before the internet. So the mercantile market always set a price for grain, a price for soy, etc. And so in theory, international pricing was actually much more easy to track. It's what happens when it gets local, because then you might need to add on insurance costs. The fact that they have an inventory issue that may be very different. And then you have the problem of holiday sales, like, you know, I'm sure there will be stuff on sale on MLK that'll cost you 30% less than the day before or after. So I think it's actually trickier on a local level than it is. And you probably could figure out what the cost of a donut would be, in, you know, internationally. But you can't figure out what it's going to be locally.
Yeah, so that's...
Each store has its own cost. They have employees, on average, they have their own heating,
right,
their electricity,
right,
they have their own rent,
yeah.
So each store can charge...
And they have their own demand. In other words, if they're the only donut store in town, Right? I mean, so all those principles of supply and demand.
Exactly. So everybody's saying here that there's a lot of different factors to consider.
In the olden days, well, if there were 10 sellers at different prices, how did they discover?
Right, so that's a question that I'm currently looking into.
No, so you have to first figure that out before figuring out the internet. If basically we're going to do a median price, we're going to go with the relief, or we're going to value all of them into the equation, and then we'll take the average of that price, and we'll say that's the price. Of course, well, a person's hiking up their prices because he's taking advantage, you know, I'm saying that's not included, but we'll take an average price, or, like...
Yeah, so...
The question in the olden days, if there's 10 stores, 15 stores, no?
Right, so there's a lot, there's a bunch of different factors to consider. Nowadays, especially, when everybody tries to build themselves up, they all have different factors. So... One store may have more staff, and so you have more costs, and so you need to raise the prices. Some stores might be open later, and so you have to pay overtime for people. Or some stores may make themselves be a fancier store, so you're not paying for the higher quality donut, but you're paying for the shopping bag that says you bought this donut at this store, and so therefore you're a special person. So there's a lot of different reasons for that. But then also, even in the olden days... unless it was a very, very small town, they had multiple sellers.
How much is the wholesale price? How much is the actual price that they got it?
Right, so wholesale is different than retail, meaning nobody's saying that you should be paying wholesale price.
No,
but
the six more is what? What's the bar in the code of the six?
Right, so that's a good question, which I don't think anybody addresses specifically, which is that the difference between wholesale and resale can theoretically be a lot more than a sixth. So for that, what I believe the answer is that you're not really overcharging. You're saying this is the profit that the market makes when transitioning from wholesale to retail, meaning it involves time, labor, and investment on the retailer's part. And so to cover all of those costs and to make it worth your while, that's what the price is. So cutting to the end, there's a lot of different opinions here. Rav Shmuel Vosner, one of the late poskim in Israel, so he had a very, very strict opinion on this. He said basically that unless you're literally charging what everybody else charges, even if you charge a couple of cents more, that's already getting into problematic territory. Then you have people on the opposite end of the spectrum, like Rav Asher Weiss, who says that there is no such concept of onah anymore because of globalization. There is no fixed market. Everybody can come up with a reason why they're entitled to charge more. And supply and demand determines prices, however much people are willing to pay and however much people are willing to sell for. So Rav Asher Weiss says, unless it's a government-regulated or universally fixed price, so then there's no such concept of overcharging.
There is price gouging, right?
Yeah, so price gouging is that is true. Meaning if you're charging this obscenely ridiculous...
But you say people pay, then who cares? But it's not true.
But price gouging is a lot more than 15 or 16% more, which is 1/6.
But
you have to pay for it.
But price gouging is also different in that it's under a specific set of circumstances.
Yeah.
Meaning, like, during the times, at the height of Corona, when people were trying to buy masks, and people were selling masks for millions of, you know, for hundreds of dollars, even though that isn't justified, you're not selling it in general for $100. I'm selling it at this specific time and place, so that could be price gouging. But just saying,
the government actually follows a time track of something. So when they say that people are when companies or stores have been fined for price gouging, it's because for the 6 weeks before Thanksgiving, this was the recorded price of a turkey. The 10 stores we
exactly,
looked at, and
right.
Now suddenly it's the week of Thanksgiving, and here's what you're charging.
Yeah, so price gouging is when it's under a very specific time frame or under a very specific set of circumstances.
The oil embargo, I remember 1974, 75, when there was gasoline, and people were lining up for miles for gasoline, and the gasoline stations were jacking up their prices.
Yeah, but that's because, so there could be different reasons.
They argued it was supply and demand.
Right, they argue that was supply and demand. Meaning it's not because, one specific person decided to take advantage. It's simply because this is the only way it's going to work. The middle opinion, which I think is what most people say, is that you look at the market you look at the spread of market prices, meaning you take a survey of wherever people buy from. So in Riverdale, if you want to look at the cost of donuts, so you say, okay, what are the sources of donuts? How much do they charge? And if there's no weird outlier, you have a range, you know, from maybe $1 to $5. So if somebody charges within that range, that's okay. If somebody charges outside of that range, so then that gets into problematic territory. Now, that can be difficult to calculate because, you know, if somebody, you know, somebody might want to buy their donuts in New Rochelle from Riverdale. So it takes a little bit of legwork to get the window accurate. But that's basically what I think most poskim say. So just to recap, some people say that you take the average price, and if you charge a little bit more or a little bit less, that's a problem. Some people say there is no market price, and unless it's outrageous, it's totally fine. And what most people say is that you look at the spectrum of what people are paying, and if it goes above or below that, that is problematic. All right. Have a good week, guys. I'm sorry for the delay. I didn't realize we were going so quickly.